My dear Lord Narsingadev, I see that there are many saintly persons indeed, but they are interested only in their own deliverance. Not caring for the big cities and towns, they go to Himalayas or the forest to meditate with vows of silence. In other words, Manavrat. They are not interested in delivering others. As for me, however, I do not wish to be liberated alone, leaving aside these poor fools and rascals. I know that without Krishna consciousness, without taking shelter of your lotus feet, one cannot be happy. Therefore, I wish to bring them back to the shelter at your lotus feet. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. This is the decision of the Vaishnava, the pure devotee of the Lord. For himself, he has no problem. Even if he has to stay in the material world, because his only business is to remain in Krishna consciousness. The Krishna consciousness person can go even to hell and still be happy. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj said, Nevo dvije paraduratāya vetranāya. O best of the great personalities, I am not at all afraid of material existence. The pure devotee is never unhappy in any condition of life. This is confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, 17th chapter, verse number 28. Narayana para sarve na kutaschana bhipyati swarga pavarga narkeshava apitulyartha darshina. Devotees solely engaged in devotional service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Narayana never fear any condition of life. For them, the heavenly planets, liberation, and the hellish planets are all the same. For such devotees are interested only in the service of the Lord. For a devotee, being situated in the heavenly planets and being in the hellish planets are equal. For a devotee lives neither in the heaven nor in the hell, but with Krishna in the spiritual world. The secret of success for the devotee is not to be understood by the karmis and the jnanis. Karmis therefore try to be happy by material adjustment, and jnanis want to be happy by becoming one with the Supreme. The devotee has no such interest. He is not interested in so-called meditation in the Himalayas or the forest. Rather, his interest is in the busiest part of the world where he teaches people Krishna consciousness. The Krishna consciousness movement has started for this purpose. Now, please stay tuned for the next few lines. It's really very, very inspiring. We do not teach anyone to meditate in a secluded place just so that one may show that he has become very much advanced and may be proud of his so-called transcendental meditation. Although he engages in all sorts of foolish materialistic activity, a Vaishnav like Prahlad Maharaj is not interested in such a bluff of spiritual advancement. Rather, he is interested in enlightening people in Krishna consciousness because that is the only way for them to become happy. Prahlad Maharaj says clearly, Nanyam tvad asya sharanam brahmato anupasse. I know that without Krishna consciousness, without taking the shelter of your lotus feet, one cannot be happy. One wanders within the universe life after life, but by the grace of the devotee, a servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one can get the clue to Krishna consciousness and then not only become happy in this world but also return home back to Godhead. That is the real target in life. The members of Krishna consciousness movement are not at all interested in so-called meditations in the Himalayas or the forest where one will make a show of meditation, nor are they interested in opening many schools for yoga and meditation in the cities. Rather, every member of Krishna consciousness movement is interested in going door to door to try to convince people about the teachings of the Bhagavad Gita as it is, the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. That is the purpose of Hare Krishna movement. The members of Krishna consciousness movement must be fully convinced that without Krishna one cannot be happy. Thus, the Krishna consciousness person avoids all kinds of pseudo-spiritualists, transcendentalists, meditators, monists, philosophers, and philanthropists. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So these are, what a beautiful verse and purport. So before we speak anything, we'd like to recite the prayers to the spiritual masters, seeking the blessings of our previous acharyas. especially His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Tadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavam Cha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitam Sha Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhube Evacha Patita Nam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So if you all would like to kindly repeat the translation of this beautiful verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. My dear Lord Narsingadev, I see that there are many saintly persons indeed. But they are interested only in their own deliverance, not caring for the big cities and towns. They go to Himalayas or the forest to meditate with vows of silence, mon vrata. They are not interested in delivering others. As for me, however, I do not wish to be liberated alone. Leaving aside all these poor fools and rascals, I know that without Krishna consciousness, without taking shelter of your lotus feet, one cannot be happy. Therefore, I wish to bring them back to shelter at your lotus feet. So I seek the blessings of all of you, especially Senior Vaishnavas, Govind Prabhu, Prayojan Prabhu, that I may speak something which is ultimately brings purification of my heart, and in the process of doing so, if helps you in any way in your Krishna consciousness, I will consider this Srimad Bhagavatam class a great success. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. So, it is a very beautiful verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto. It is a section of prayers Prahlad Maharaj is offering to Lord Narsingadev, just as he been blessed not only by the darshan of Lord Narsingadev, but he's been saved from the various miseries which were inflicted in one sense by his father. But now he's in a mood praying to Narsingadev that, my Lord, and Narsingadev just before these verses has been asking him to ask for a benediction. And Narsingadev and Prahlad Maharaj is saying, I do not need anybody and anything. The only thing I ask is somehow or other I can bring people to Krishna consciousness so that they don't have to go through what I've gone through and others go through in this material world. This is what a Vaishnava is. A Vaishnava is para dukha dukhi. He's in distress, seeing others in distress. And even when he sees somebody so-called happy, still he's in distress because he or she is always thinking, how can I make these people happy in the real sense? So I find this particular verse and purport of Srila Prabhupada very appropriate for the time we are in, where we are entering the winter marathon. Today is the day one of the winter marathon. It is a Black Friday. Those of you who you know what Black Friday means, it's black and it's Friday. And people are being enticed, encouraged, inspired to try and make their pockets empty today, to try and buy what they may or may not need, but they will still buy it thinking, I need this. But we, as aspiring servants of Srila Prabhupada, we have the opportunity of actually making a real difference and making the Black Friday into a Bright Friday. So we can really bring happiness to the people, make their life brighter by introducing these beautiful books of Srila Prabhupada. I was hearing a beautiful class of Hari Sauri Prabhu where he was speaking about book distribution and glorifying Srila Prabhupada and his movement. And he was telling the devotees in the Chopati that, you know, he gave a definition of three kinds of servant. He said that the first class servant is one who anticipates the need of his spiritual master and serves him without being asked actually. He just understands after spending some time with the spiritual master that this is the mood of my spiritual master and I want to dedicate myself to his mood and mission. That person is a first class spiritual master. Then he goes on to explain that second kind of a person or the servant is actually someone he's told by the spiritual master what to do and he does it nicely. And that is a second class servant of the spiritual master. And the third class is one that he's been told what to do. He does it, but he does it grudgingly. Prabhupada uses the word grudgingly. He holds a grudge. Why am I doing this? Why am I having to bow down to this A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada? Why am I having to come to the morning program and woken up by a mop which comes out in front of my face as the devotees clean the temple or the ashram in the morning? That is the third kind of a servant. And then he asked the question to the devotees in Chopadi, what do you want to do? Everybody's like, we want to be the first class servants. So it's not a matter of a pride, but it is a matter of humility in becoming a first class servant. Because if we understand the mood of our acharyas and all the acharyas, but particularly A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, then we should just act in that mood and mission to try and take Krishna consciousness, holy name, to as many towns as possible, to take Srila Prabhupada books to as many places as possible. So it was a very appropriate talk Hari Sauri Prabhu was giving, and I thought that was very inspiring and very, very enlivening to hear the definition of three different classes of servants of Srila Prabhupada, or spiritual master for that matter. So I got some excerpts I wanted to read. One of them is from Giriraj Maharaj, he was giving a talk on book distribution, and he says the following. He says that devotees need that connection with Krishna, not just for their own sakes, but also for the sake of others. Once in a meeting with Srila Prabhupada in Atlanta Temple, Swash Prabhu is Prabhupada's disciple, a veteran book distributor for many, many years. He asked, how can we increase our devotion and our desire to distribute more books? This was the question asked to Srila Prabhupada. Maharaj said, he and other devotees were eagerly anticipating some special formula to expand their book distribution. And Srila Prabhupada didn't look at them. He looked upward as they waited in surprise. Finally, he said, if you want to increase the book distribution, if you really want to increase the book distribution, I have only one recommendation. And that is, you must chant your rounds uninterrupted. After you begin your chanting, do not stop until you finish. As Swash Prabhu explained, if you win that fight, you will win all day. But if you lose it and allow your mind to carry you to something else, you will have a difficult day. So what a beautiful formula Srila Prabhupada is giving to distribute his books. He's saying you just chant your rounds uninterrupted. In another time, where many devotees were present, among them was my spiritual master, His Grace Vaisheshika Prabhu, and he was introduced to Srila Prabhupada with few other god brothers, that Prabhupada, these are your disciples who've been distributing your books for many years, and now they're about to travel and teach the tenets of book distribution to other temples. Would you like to give them any instructions? And Prabhupada, in a similar mood, he looked at them, and he said, he took his hand on the heart and he put it here and he said, you just have to be simply sincere and the spiritual master in your heart in the form of super soul will give you all the direction. And then he said, and he looked at my Guru Maharaj, he said, by the way, I have not printed or given these books just for distribution. I've given them so that you can read them and go back to Godhead. So if we just take the formula that book distribution is a glorious service, of course it is a glorious service. But if you really want to make it glorious for yourself, the best way to distribute books is to read them and distribute them. They both go together. Yamuna Mataji, in her famous book, which has three volumes, in that she speaks about there is dal and then there is a khichdi. So if you just eat the dal, it has some nutrients, and if you just eat the rice, sorry, and it has some nutrients. But when you mix the dal and rice together, it becomes khichdi. And when you eat that, it has much higher nutrients. So our sadhana is like a dal, you know, chanting our rounds, reading Srila Prabhupada books, attending the morning program, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, associating with the devotees, worshipping the deities. And then if we go out and share Krishna consciousness with others in any form, be it book distribution, taking classes, doing various outreach programs, that is rice. And when you put them together, that becomes a khichdi. And that's the reason khichdi is the most famous food in ISKCON. I'm joking, but yeah, it is in a way, because most places you go, you can't beat the khichdi. Dal rice you'll get everywhere, but you can't beat the Sunday morning khichdi here at Bhaktivedanta Manor. It is transcendental. And the reason it is transcendental is because of this. We are chanting, we are reading, we are also trying to take the mission of Srila Prabhupada to the streets, to the doors of our local vicinity and other places. That's why it's khichdi is so nice, actually. So that nourishes us, that khichdi of, going out and reading Prabhupada books, doing our practice of devotional service in a regulated way, that really nourishes us. Then Maharaj goes on to explain that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that the best Ghoshtanandi is a Bhajanandi who likes to preach. So there are two kinds of devotees. One is a Bhajanandi who likes to sit in a place and do bhajan. And we have many such examples in our movement. One of them is Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, whose beautiful bhajan stali is in Navadeep town. If you go ever get a chance, who's been to Jagannath Das Babaji's bhajan kutir? Okay, very nice. So it's a very beautiful place. He used to sit there and do his bhajan. Just in the courtyard of that temple at the back, there is a tree under which he would sit down. Sometimes he would purposefully sit behind the tree so the people who would come in to take darshan, he would not be seen by anybody because he just concentrated in chanting the japa. So what is said been here by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is the best Ghoshtanandi is the Bhajanandi. The best Ghoshtanandi is a Bhajanandi, that, you know, someone who's doing a bhajan but also preaching Krishna consciousness. Having said that, it does not mean that Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj is not a Ghoshtanandi or a bhajan, you know, he's a Bhajanandi but also a Ghoshtanandi. Because although he was sitting in one place and chanting his rounds and doing his bhajan sincerely, actually our acharyas explains that because of personalities like him and Gaurkishore Das Babaji, our Krishna consciousness movement is expanding today. Because their bhajan carries such a potency that because of that, all other acharyas coming in our line are able to drive the nectar and drive the energy from those acharyas and spread Krishna consciousness movement. Otherwise, it's not possible for us. And Prabhupada many places has remarked this, you know. He was giving a class in US, and one time he was explaining that how his spiritual master gave him the instruction, not once, twice. Once in Radhakund, at the bank of Radhakund, he was explaining to Srila Prabhupada that I'm having so many problems ever since I opened the Bagh Bazar temple. And people there are fighting for one room over that room. Bagh Bazar temple is a beautiful temple in Calcutta. And there they have beautiful rooms and it has marble floors. And it was done many. That was the first Gauriyamma temple. And it was built in a beautiful way. A lot of Lakshmi was given by one of the disciples of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. But as soon as it was built, the devotees were fighting, I'll have this room, I'll have that room. And hearing that, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was in such a pain. You know why he was in such a pain? Because before the temple was actually built, before the ashram or the thing, there was just the altar and a very simple place, you know. And he had two altars. And one of the altars had Shri Shri Radha, Gandharvika Giridhari deities of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And there he would perform a very nice worship of the deities. And after installing the deities, he reached out to Ohio in Cleveland in US. And there he ordered the first printing press. And from there, the printing press came, and then the devotees were thinking, we don't have a place, where do we put it? And one of the devotees in that place, who will take you around if you ever get a chance to go to this beautiful place, they have built a beautiful museum called Chaitanya Math Museum now. Very, very nicely done. Four stories, actually. Yeah, the ground and three stories up. And it has beautiful manuscript of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, his writings, that original printing press and all of it. It's very, very nicely done. So if you ever get a chance to go to Calcutta and you want to go to the same place twice, go to Bagh Bazar Temple. Of course, you can go to Ulta Danga Junction Road. That's beautiful too. But this is a very nice place. So there, then this devotee told us that then they went to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Where are we going to place this? We don't have a proper place. We have a little hut. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, we have the second altar. Put the printing press there. So it is, and he was explaining that in the evening aarti, when they would do the aarti of Shri Shri Gandharvika Giridhari, the devotee will move on to the next altar and then he will do the aarti of the printing press. He considered the printing press is as good as the deities. He said, you know, one time the devotees, when he started the printing work and he would print his magazine, which was called The Harmonist at that time, and one devotee came and said to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, you're asking this to print us every month. Do you think we'll have enough content to keep going? Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, I can print every day, we can print one magazine. That's how much content is available in the spiritual world, actually. So this goes to show that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur kept anything to do with spreading Krishna consciousness, and especially the printing press, like right here, you know, on his head. And he used to bow down and pay obeisances to it. In a similar way, when Srila Prabhupada came to Boston and they got the first printing press, and there Srila Prabhupada went with his disciples who had not heard of this story by then. And Srila Prabhupada paid full dandavats, full obeisances to the printing press. And the devotees were thinking, what? We've seen Prabhupada paying obeisances to the deities and everything, but here he's paying obeisances to... They were completely baffled. And then they paid obeisances, obviously, because that you know, whatever... what is that verse in Bhagavad Gita? Yat yati acharati shreshtas. So whatever a great man does, the common men follow. So everybody paid dandavats, and then one devotee asked Prabhupada, why were you paying obeisances to the printing press? He said, this work is very dear to my spiritual master. And this printing press, he called it Brihat Mridanga. When you play a mridanga in the temple room, Govind Prabhu is playing, Prabhupada can hear it in his room, which is nice. But when you print a book, somebody sitting in Argentina can also get the benefit of that book, because one day it'll get. Like one time, my Guru Maharaj was explaining that he was at the Los Angeles airport and he was distributing books, and one Chinese person came in, and to him he introduced Ishopanishad, a book which can harmonize your life. And he gave that book to Ishopanishad, and the person took it, and he was in rush. He just put it in his bag and took to his plane and went to China. And as he took off from, you know, from him, Maharaj was stood there thinking, there goes, the Krishna consciousness movement has just gone to China. So that is the beauty of, you know, these wonderful books, actually. So going back to the point of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, that then Prabhupada said, my Guru Maharaj really liked this work. So in Radhakund, he told him, when you ever get money, Lakshmi, print books. And then another time, Srila Prabhupada wrote a letter to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And again, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur told him that whenever you get an opportunity, of course, he's been telling him, go preach in the West. He said, print books. And in that lecture, when Prabhupada was speaking in US, he said, I took this from the lotus mouth of my spiritual master. He was very fond of books. And that is the reason I'm asking, where are the books? Where are the books? Where are the books? Prabhupada is saying three times in that lecture. And then another time, Prabhupada was explaining that he had such a big daunting task to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. And he was constantly thinking, like, how am I going to do? And at the time, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was living in a beautiful place in Jagannath Puri called Chatak Parvat. Have you heard of that place? Chatak Parvat. It's a very nice place. And there, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, for almost 3 years, he stayed there and chanted 2 lakh names every day before he went and opened Gauriyamath and all the other preaching missions, actually. And it is at that place, Srila Prabhupada wrote a letter. He was in Mumbai getting his business going. And he again, for the what he had done once in the letter, once verbally, and now he's writing again. He's saying, my dear Guru Maharaj, I do not know how can I serve you. All of my God brothers are serving you so nicely. So I just don't know how can I serve you. And it is said from that place, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur wrote a letter back to Srila Prabhupada. He said, I want you to preach in the Western world. Again he wrote. And it's amazing, Kartik Chand Prabhu told us once a beautiful detail. He said in that place, in Chatak Parvat, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur would go to sleep with the map of London under his pillow. He used to meditate, how am I going to conquer London? And we know that Bon Maharaj and many other devotees at the time came to London to try and preach Krishna consciousness. So London was always in Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's mind. So at the time when Prabhupada received the letter, in that lecture Prabhupada remarks that I could not do anything immediately. The only thing I could do is pray. And he would pray like this. How can I do? How can I do? And how can I do? These were the prayers. Shri Shri Radha Gokulanand ki jai. Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So Prabhupada would pray. How can I do? How can I do? How can I do? This would be Prabhupada's prayer all the time, that how can I spread Krishna consciousness movement? And taking that same mood, he went to, you know, Radha Damodar temple in Vrindavan. And there he started the, you know, historical work of writing, editing, traveling to Chippiwada, Chandni Chowk, getting his books edited and printed, and he'll do back and forth. And those days, trust me, the roads were not as smooth as they are right now, like a butter. As you enter Chatikara and go to ISKCON temple, it's a smooth ride. Earlier days, if you were to travel from Krishna Balaram temple just to Chatikara, each part of your body will be almost bulging out on the tanga. That's how it was if you were on a tanga, because the road wasn't flat. So just imagine the trouble Prabhupada took when he was doing this wonderful work sitting at Radha Damodar temple. And the same mood he took, and he would pray at the bhajan kutir of Srila Rupa Goswami in the evening, and many devotees would see him crying in the night as he is cleaning that place and praying to Rupa Goswami for the empowerment to go to the Pashchat Desh and try to spread Krishna consciousness movement. So often when we are at the Radha Damodar temple, it's called the spiritual hub. There are two spiritual hubs in our, as I hear from our senior devotees. One is Radha Damodar temple, which is where Srila Prabhupada in a way inaugurated our movement by compiling, reading, starting the work of Srimad Bhagavatam, also Light of Bhagavata. And another spiritual hub for us is Shiva Sangan, where, you know, in Mayapur, in Navdeep pastimes, that's another place where the Sankirtan storehouse was broke open. So both these places are very potent, actually. Many are, but especially these two places are very, very potent. So another thing I wanted to share was a little story which is coming to my mind. Harisori Prabhu was narrating in this class. He was saying, one time there was a person from Brazil, and his father took a Bhagavad Gita and he put it on the bookshelf, and it was there for a long time. And this young son of this father came in touch with, obviously in college, and at the time there was a big thing about the tattoos, you know, trying to put the tattoos on your hand, your body. So he thought, I put tattoos. And he was a big football fan. And then he came to know that David Beckham has a tattoo in Sanskrit. He said, where the hell am I going to get these Sanskrit words now? And he said, there were some funny words in a book my father got, which is sitting on the bookshelf. He took out that Bhagavad Gita and he was trying to find a verse which he could tattoo, or a word or a line. And then he started to read the first verse, second chapter, fourth chapter. Before you know, in 6 months he read the Bhagavad Gita, the entire Bhagavad Gita. And now he's an initiated devotee in our movement. Forget about the tattoo, he's tattooed Krishna in his heart now. So that is the potency of these books of Srila Prabhupada. One may think, okay, we are distributing the books, where are they going? Are they actually going anywhere? It's very difficult to fathom what happens with these books. Of course, as a devotees, we should deliberately work on some kind of a follow-up program so that there is an proactive approach to trying to introduce people to Krishna consciousness. Because Prabhupada said, book Bhagavat and devotee Bhagavat, both are needed. And when you come to the temple, you meet the devotees, then it's a complete, again, dal and rice. You know, the both are there together. So similarly, at Bhaktivedanta Manor, we are doing this year, our marathon theme is Door-to-Door by Gauranga's Shore. And we have few goals. One of them is to knock 51,000 doors. And it is a big number to knock. But I know that at Bhaktivedanta Manor, we have such a big congregation. And Srila Prabhupada was alone, you know, when he started this movement. So similarly, today we have so many devotees, especially I feel at Bhaktivedanta Manor. So if everyone does little bit, we are just asking devotees, every devotee to knock 108 doors. And that will take you 6 to 7 hours. And it's not about just knocking and running, but you know, you knock the door, you wait for the people, and you simply present Srila Prabhupada books to them. If they don't take it, it's okay. The main motive of book distribution is to leave everybody with good impression, not to leave everybody with a book. Just remember that. Because oftentimes we think we have to leave everyone with a book, but that's not the idea. If somebody does not want a book, it's okay. You can give them cookie prasadam. You can give them a little flyer or a bookmark about the temple, about our monastery. And that way people one day will take the book. They will definitely take the book. But if you try and push the book onto them and if they get upset, then they're going to go far from Krishna consciousness. So our main thing when we go out and try to distribute books is somehow or other to leave people with good impression. That's one thing we Srila Prabhupada really emphasized. He said if you irritate them, then you've lost everything actually. So that's one of the things we are doing. Also, we are trying to distribute at least 21,000 Bhagavad Gitas this month, starting from today all the way to the Christmas Eve. We want to make Bhagavad Gita the most popular book in the world. Gideons are giving a little bit competition to us. They're a little bit ahead of us, but we can get there slowly and gradually. So, and then we want to invite people back into the temple so they get the opportunity what has been given to us in the form of the beautiful deities, devotees, Krishna Prasadam, this beautiful century of Bhaktivedanta Manor. So, for that, we have two bookmarks. They are available. Damodar Prabhu is here, sitting there right behind us. Prabhu has now the boxes of the flyers with him. So we have two bookmarks. One of the bookmark is about a course we are doing. Both the bookmarks have the course information called Discover Course. It's an online course and you can give it to them. And on one side of the one bookmark is a retreat which we are doing on the 11th of January here at Bhaktivedanta Manor for people who are not familiar with the Krishna consciousness at all, you know, people who come completely new to Krishna consciousness. To those people, we would like to invite them. Every year, Radha Govind Prabhu and few devotees helping him, they put together a beautiful retreat. And mostly we get about 100, sometimes more, people come to join these retreats. And they are wonderful experiences when they come, they hear Keshav Maharaj, they hear Radha Govind Prabhu, they feed the cows, you know, they have a nice feast and they find there is much more than these books. And then that inspires them to read the books even more after they come here. So my request to you, when you all walk out of this room and go to Damodar Prabhu saying, I need the books, I want to go out, I want to knock 108 doors, I'm sure you're all dying right now to go out. So please ask for the bookmarks as well from Prabhu when you're knocking the doors so you can give them. And on the other flyer, we have the Sunday feast program. For those people who have some familiarity with the temple, or as we would call it, the audience who knows everything. People from India who knows everything, because when you knock on their door, the biggest mistake you can do to an Indian person is to knock the door and tell them to take books. Don't ever tell them to take the books. The best thing to tell Indian people, because they know it all, say that you already know all this. Your grandmother has memorized the Bhagavad Gita. You can tell them, and it's a fact. Otherwise, they will tell you. So before they tell you, you tell them your grandmother has already memorized Bhagavad Gita. Your mother probably knows a lot about Bhagavad Gita. And I'm sure you're reading Bhagavad Gita these days. So if you tell them, they will be like, whoa, now he's really calling me Indian, you know. And then you tell them, we are just doing a fundraiser. We are here. Here's the Sunday feast program. Please come. And we are spreading this transcendental knowledge to the people who really need it. And people like you who have a real understanding of this Vedic culture can really help the world today. Just give what you can. And when they give you some donation, then you give them the books. And say that this is not for you. This is for your family and friends. You're going to visit them on Christmas and New Year. Give them this pack of 7 books. And thank you for your generous donation. That's how you distribute the books to Indians. Never give them a books in the first go. But to the people who do not have familiarity with Krishna consciousness, you can simply present books on yoga and meditation. They show you how to get free from stress. That's how simple it is. It's not at all difficult. So to them, you can invite them to the Sunday feast. You can invite them to the recitation of Bhagavad Gita with Keshav Swami on 28th of December. We are reciting the entire Bhagavad Gita here at Bhaktivedanta Manor. They can sponsor 5 Gitas and come and sit in the beautiful Yajna. So I'll stop here. It's 8:26. I think I've shared the goal. Only thing I'm going to request in 8:24, it is in the last 1 minute, to all of you at your feet, I beg that please make an effort to come out and just knock few doors. Even if you can't knock 108, it's fine. Just knock 10 doors, just knock one door, whatever you can do. That's my humble request to you. Because when you go out and you try to knock the door and people say, go away, you know, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that we have, for this body, when people reject you, you get chitta rakta. You get spiritual blood for your spiritual body. That's what happens to you. So how many of you want spiritual blood? We all want spiritual blood. So when you go out, chant the holy name on the street and people say, shh, go away, you're developing chitta rakta. You're developing spiritual blood for your spiritual body, which is not a bad idea. So for that sake, we should at least go out. We are going out for our own purification, because this whole process of book distribution is very beautiful. Keshav Maharaj says, when you're out on book distribution, you should learn to take a no in a style. Like, you know, because Maharaj he's already on the streets by now distributing books. He was saying that he's trying to give books and people say no, 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 no. And finally, because he says every no is one closer to yes. So that's what we should do. And I always like this funny story of Maharaj. He was, I think, in Liverpool or somewhere. And then he tried to stop somebody who was in rush. He said, I'm a traveling monk, Maharaj said. And the person said, keep traveling. So Maharaj narrates this beautiful story and I like it, you know. And that was that interaction Maharaj had. So, yeah, we like to keep travel. We are all keep traveling monks. So for grahasthas, we can go out like this evening at 6 o'clock. I'll be going out. We'll be going out with few devotees every evening. From 6 to 8 o'clock, we'll be out on door-to-door book distribution. And today I'm so happy. Today is the first day of marathon. And believe it or not, we have 5 Sankirtan parties going out in 5 different towns. So you can simply see me if you want to go out. We'll add you to the WhatsApp group and all the information will be provided. You just have to turn up onto the location. Only thing I ask you to bring is an empty bag to carry some prasadam, carry some books and these bookmarks. That's all we will ask you to come. Don't need to bring anything. You don't need to bring any expertise, nothing. And just stay with the devotee and watch the magic, how the book distribution happens. And then after that, if you feel inspired, you can knock on 1 or 2 doors and then go home. There is no pressure of distributing any books. Just come out and try it out. On that note, I'll stop here and see for the last 3-4 minutes if anybody has any comments or any questions. Happy to take those. Yes, Damodar Prabhu. Damodar Prabhu, I want to thank him. He's doing a wonderful seva in this winter. Not only he's serving Prayojan Prabhu, but he's also taken out at least 3 to 4 hours of his time when he's not serving Prayojan Prabhu to give out the books. So one of his service is to give out the books and bookmarks when you come to collect it. Even those hearing online, please, a flyer has been circulated by Damodar Prabhu's detail. When you come to collect the books, don't just collect the books, please collect the bookmarks, because we want to invite people back into the temple. Yes, Damodar Prabhu.
Thank you. I was wondering about the door-to-door, specifically it says door-to-door. I was wondering, is that a strategy which has proved to be better?
Yeah, sure. So Prabhu, door-to-door or street-to-street, all strategies are very good. Nothing is more special than the other. Everyone has its own flavor. Some devotees, I have noticed, grahasthas find door-to-door easy because there's an excitement. You open the door and you see what happens. Especially when you go out with the families, with your wife, your children. In the evening, if you knock 10 doors just on yourself, especially let's say Prabhu, it's not about discrimination, people may look out of the peephole and see there's one Prabhu standing. It's 7 p.m. in the evening. I'm not sure if I should open the door. But if you're standing there with your wife and then you've got little ones with you, they look at the door and say, oh, let me open the door. So people are naturally, there is a sense that, oh, I'm safe. It's just a family. And the likelihood of opening the door is much, much easier of the people. And then you can introduce the books to them. So it definitely works going out with the family, with the Matajis, with Prabhus together and trying to distribute Srila Prabhupada books. In that sense, it works better. But street is equally glorious. It's very purifying. Trying to stop people, hey, hey, I'm from London, where are you from? All that, it's just very, very exciting part doing. So what we have done this year, these 51,000 doors, to make it inclusive, Not worldwide, UK-wide, we have a goal of 108,000 doors. Every temple is knocking certain doors. Soho has a goal of 30,000 doors. Wales taken up a goal of 20,000. Leicester, 2,000. South London, 5,000. Like that, we have come to 108,000 figure, auspicious figure to knock the doors. So what we said, because many devotees, especially brahmacharis, they like to travel, ashram devotees, they like to go street. So we said, every person you meet and introduce the book who stops is counts as a door. Makes sense, right? Because if you're knocking the door, there are people. In fact, behind the door, there may not be people sometimes. But here, you're definitely meeting somebody. So every person you meet and introduce book is also counted as a door. All the door technically means door, but door means you're standing at the door of the people when you're meeting them on the street as well. So to answer your question, Damodar Prabhu, both are equally effective, but it's just there are certain nuances to door-to-door when you're going out. It's nice to do it with family. We have children, we have babies, like we have wonderful devotee Ravi Prabhu and Raj Rupali Mataji in our community, and they have a, well, even when Mataji was pregnant, they were coming out on book distribution. Like, you know, so you can imagine, the child is not even born, has gone out on book distribution. And now Rohini is nearly 2 years old, and they bring her in the pram, and then she holds the books, and they do book distribution as a family. So it's a beautiful activity. One thing about book distribution for grahasthas, I must say, and this is what we have heard from the devotees, that when you come for deity worship, all of these services are so beautiful. But often, you have to match the time. But when you're doing book distribution, this is one service you can turn up as a family and you can do it together. That is one thing which really helps, you know, when you can come together and do this service. I hope that answers your question, Prabhu. Any other comments? Yes, Prayojan Prabhu. Take the mic because your voice is valuable to those who are online as well.
Okay. Wonderful. The Bhagavad, therefore, allows us to call on the Shakyavaisa avatars, Narada, Vyas, as avatars of God, the energy of God, the spirit of the text. This Bhagavad goes far to honor all great reformers and teachers who lived and will live in other countries. The Vaishnava is ready to honor all great men without distinction or caste because it's filled with the energy of God. See how universal this religion of the Bhagavad is. It is not intended for a certain class of Hindus alone. It is the gift to man at large in whatever country born and whatever society bred. In short, Vaishnavism is absolute love binding all men together into the infinite, unconditioned, absolute God. May its peace reign forever in the whole universe and in continual development of its purity by the exertion of those future heroes. And one of them was obviously Prabhupada, who will be blessed in accordance with the promise of the Bhagavad and with powers from the Almighty Father, Creator, Preserver, and Annihilator of all things in heaven and earth. And that's in 1869. It's a prediction of Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
Wow. Beautiful. Thank you so much, Prayojan Prabhu. What a wonderful excerpt, and thanks for reminding us of that. So on that note, I want to end by reading these last two lines once again of the purport, although not literally last, but towards the end. So Prabhupada is saying in the purport, the members of Krishna consciousness movement are not at all interested in so-called meditation in the Himalayas or the forest, where one will only make a show of meditation. Nor are they interested in opening many schools for yoga and meditation in the cities. Rather, every member of Krishna consciousness movement is interested in going door to door to try to convince people about the teachings of the Bhagavad Gita as it is, the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. That is the purpose of the Hare Krishna movement. So we have full permission from Srila Prabhupada and full blessings to go out on the street and on to door to door. So I humbly beg you, those who are online, they can simply go to www.krishnatemple.com/books, and there you will get all the information on how you can join this historical marathon, which is starting today for next 26 days all the way to the Christmas Eve, to make people smile, to make people give genuine happiness and make people give them their, you know, their real father. People are looking for so much in their life, but they are just right now trying to find happiness either in a mixer, juicer, oven or laptops or iPhones, especially today. But the real happiness lies in the Krishna's holy name, and these books carries those glories of the holy name. So we pray to Srila Prabhupada, Sri Sri Radha Gokulananda, that this marathon, all the devotees are protected who are going out, and also many other devotees get the inspiration. May Srila Prabhupada continue to empower all of us in this beautiful community of Bhaktivedanta Manor under the able guidance of wonderful leadership at the temple, that we may go out and just try to be friends for all the living entities and introduce them to these beautiful books of Srila Prabhupada and leave everybody with a good impression and invite them to this beautiful sanctuary. So if you all agree with this prayer, you can unmute and say Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Jai Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Vancha Kalpataru Bhishya Kripa Sindhu Bevacha Patita Nam Pavnebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha.